Today, we look back and look at my interview of a school board member the day they decided to close the schools here in L.A. County. And I don't know. I think I pushed back pretty good. You be the judge. We have some calls, and then we review Adam's contributions to the Urban Dictionary. But first, there's Geico.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent. Hey, we got a cool opportunity for fans of the Adam Carolla Show. The Big Idea with Dr. Gadget's a new show at Podcast One. Dr. Gadget speaks to experts of their industry and asks about how they build their business. The program is presented by Master Spas, a leading spa retailer who is giving away one of their premium hot tubs to a podcast listener valued at $15,000. I've seen the photos. It is an amazing, amazing piece of American engineering. Just listen to The Big Idea with Dr. Gadget and go to masterspas.com/big idea to enter. It'll take you 30 seconds and you'll be in the running for a $15,000 premium hot tub plus installation. This should go without saying, but make sure you got the space in your home before you enter. One more time, listen to The Big Idea with Dr. Gadget and enter to win at masterspas.com/big idea.
Recorded live at Carolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Dr. Drew's board physician and a fishing musician.
Hey, you know what's funny? I think the word musician came out of your mouth. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking strangely this morning about – I've been obsessing about the decentralization of medicine, how medicine has become – excuse me, the centralization of medicine,
mm-hmm.
how these centralizing authorities are determining what doctors do when in fact the very foundation of the profession is decentralization, like the highly trained people. And I thought, God, this may or may not be interesting to people, but I thought really good physicians – are like virtuoso musicians. I was literally thinking this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like virtuosity is what you want. You want highly trained, highly exercised, lots of experience out there all the time and going from just following directions to application to being a virtuoso on your own. You don't take a virtuoso musician and have him or her sort of dictated exactly. You have a conductor certainly to keep everything kind of going, but somebody doesn't tell that person how to play their instrument moment to moment. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really think that the model of virtuosity applies, musicianship and virtuosity applies in medicine, and it's very concerning to me. It's why COVID was such a freaking mess, because everyone stopped playing their instrument and turned to these central authorities. What do you want me to do?
Right.
And
yeah. It let me know how weak everyone is. Not weak, COVID weak, weak
constitutionally,
crowd, constitutionally
yeah.
weak.
Emotionally,
I would say to people all the time, you know, like don't say this or take that back or whatever. I'd go, this is what I think. There it is. That's it. Why did the herd, man? Well, you talk about
the herd, man.
You talk about the institutions. Yeah. What it is, doctors work for big
That's
institutions,
right.
and they did not want to be
dragged out into the cornfield, and they got it. And that's a very scary thing.
Yep.
And everyone should understand that.
That's
anyway,
right.
People who spoke out, you know,
signing off on that bullshit. The same people that are worried about big corporations are signing off on corporations dictating how doctors practice medicine.
Vax mandates, blah, blah, blah. All right. Now we have Nick Mulvoyne.
Melvoin.
And he's talking about school closures, and we have
this was from the last show. Adam accused me of being a pussy when right down to it.
No. What I understand from Dr. Drew is Dr. Drew would always say, you know, I was walking through the airport, and this woman comes running at me, screaming in my face, you're fraud. I'm like, she didn't run and scream, but she approached you. But let's go for accuracy. By the way, I get more shit in my life for just going for accuracy.
You know what? Like,
how did this actually happen?
Do you know what? Two things. I think you have rubbed off on me.
Thank you.
And I've been trying to be a better person. And you're talking about sort of exaggerating. And I try not to exaggerate. I really try to be exquisitely accurate.
Most people can't remove themselves from the event that they were in.
That's the problem. Which is, I am so effing sick of hysterics that anything I do that's of a hysterical nature or giving myself more than I should be owed, you know what I mean?
Like, so here's how it works. When you're sort of a victim, then you do the woman came running and screaming in my face.
Yeah. Right?
That's hyperbole.
It's hysterical.
Then there's
hysterical.
Other side where you put on the hero hat and you go, I told that guy who was closing off the horse trail in La Cañada, I got in his face and I pointed my finger and I told him, sir, we don't need your kind here. You know what I mean? It's like, you didn't do that.
Right.
Especially when you know the person. Now, you heard me talking to the person on the horse trail.
Yes, I heard you. Overheard you. I was on the phone with you.
Right. Now, look, if you weren't on the phone with me, do you know how I would have depicted that?
Same way.
Exactly the same way it happened.
Yeah.
And you heard how I treated the doctor guy when he wanted me to walk my
tweet. The doctors,
wanted to walk my tweet back. Okay, now, there's a version of that. That thing was never captured on film. He told me that, and I said, no, you know, whatever. Then you go, come on, that person's exact. I don't want to live in that world.
I don't want to be that person.
Now,
and by the way, it's another weird thing. I give myself, because I'm so used to having trained myself to such a high level in medicine, I give myself a little too much expertise in other areas.
All right.
And
so
I want
to
be very careful about that.
To be fair, I did not say Drew didn't push back or whatever.
You said it was a pussy.
No. You said a guy came on to tell you that the schools are going to be shut down, and you've been animated and saying, what universe is that, whatever.
No, I said, who told you to do that?
An emphatic pushback on what this guy was saying.
Now, Gary, to be fair, I don't know how this is going to look yet. I haven't seen it. But I was pushing back on him before this, too. You saw some of that.
Yeah, that was on a different topic, but yes, you were.
All right.
Was I pussy or was I pushing back?
Can it be both?
Or I can be in between. I can be in between.
It was in between. You were asking questions as a host of a show should when someone is espousing information.
Well, Alex was like, oh, this is such a hard decision for him. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So who's Nick Melvoin?
He's a school board member.
Oh, okay. So he's an idiot.
What we're about to watch is a lot more pushback than in the earlier part of the video.
All right, Nick Melvoin is compromised and wrong. And doesn't care about kids. That's what I would say. Yeah. All right, here we go.
And have folks outside the school.
The other thing, literally, I'm just curious about this. You know, these kinds of maneuvers that you've taken, which I understand why, are outside of the recommendations of the CDC. And so who are the medical professionals helping make these decisions? It seems like it's kind of a patchwork that states are consulting with certain people, local with others. Who is it in your case?
We have a lot of doctors in the school district, mostly EDDs and not MDs. I think we have been
recommendations. Who is infectious disease people saying this is the way to do this?
We are making our decision based on Dr. Farrar, the county mental health.
Okay.
County Public Health Director.
Got it.
My look at the last CDC, and you know, I'm no
we didn't know who that was at the time,
was that they were saying it was a close call, and that the reason to close schools is if there's an instance of community spread. the fact that tests have not been, the paucity of testing makes made the county think that, well, you're at a point where we don't know if we're there, and so advised us that this was now.
Okay, and so will this new testing plan help reduce some of this? So we'll get everybody, is the plan to get everybody tested before we bring them back?
Well, that's the question,
that's
right?
That's a different goal.
Completely, and that's one of the things we weighed in our closed session this morning is under which conditions and when will we reopen?
Yeah.
Because if it's just to flatten that curve, maybe it's 2 weeks, but if it's to make sure everyone's all clear, and so those will be evolving decisions.
And one of the questions is sort of what is school going to
do? You did a moderate.
In between.
Not what was in your head.
It's not the way I've been saying it, but it's about what was in my head.
All right, so you're a liar. All right, so Nick's an idiot, and now suicides are through the roof, depression, and all the substance abuse, and all the things that went along with idiots like Nick Mulvoyne closing fucking schools. And by the way, hey, Nick, when the next time something comes down the pike, shall we listen to your lying
or
ass?
Farrar? She's the one that did it.
Yes.
And so, look, they can't read now. They can't write. And is there any catching up? Thanks, Nick Mulvoyne. Thank you. And
any other decisions you'd like to make to shape the children's lives in a positive way?
I talked to a psychologist yesterday who said kids don't know how to function socially at school now. I literally don't know how to operate. All I will tell you, I've said on this show before, I'll say it again. Frickin' every mom you saw running away from Ukraine, going across.
Don't say it again. School's a big deal.
School's a big deal for everybody.
That's why I sent tweets out calling LA Unified cowards and pussies. Get the fuck back to work. That's why I did that.
And you see, they were thinking about 2 weeks or get some testing, blah, blah, blah. Then the school union stepped in.
Yes.
And that was the end of school for 2 years.
Yes, it was. Something to look for,
ugh,
Gary. Something else to look for.
What was the date on that? I'm sorry. Just the
March
date.
March 14th, 2020.
March 14th, 2020.
The schools were closed the next day.
Fucking is that disgusting? Oh, can we? This is that section like who looks bad now? You know, we're going to do a look back.
Yeah.
Look back, everybody. Who looks right? Who looks wrong?
You know, you pushed back, and they didn't provide. Well, they tried to do that thing. It's like many of our school members are doctors.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah.
Those kind of doctors.
Yeah. Or infectious disease people. That's what I heard. I was like, no.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. And by the way, I do love it when people make a point and then abandon it immediately. Yeah. Like, you watch that beginning, Gary. We'll watch it one more time. It's like many of our school board members are doctors. Yeah, not doctors. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll just abandon whatever it is I threw out because they're Chicano studies. You know, they have a doctorate in Chicano studies. It has nothing to do with being a physician. So I'm guessing that's what he was saying.
Yes.
I'm just curious about this. You know, these kinds of maneuvers that you've taken, which I understand why, are outside of the recommendations of the CDC. And so who are the medical professionals helping make these decisions? It seems like it's kind of a patchwork that states are consulting with certain people, local with others. Who is it in your case?
We have a lot of doctors in the school district, mostly EDDs and not MDs. I think we have been basing our recommendations.
Who is infectious disease people?
All right. He's an idiot. All right. He's in charge, everybody. Good job.
All right, buddy.
Let the fucking unions take over. This is Gavin Newsom. They vote for him. He's not going to let them down. They didn't feel like going back to work. Or they're cowards. Or whatever the fuck they are. The point is,
Newsom. They certainly are concerned with the kids. Certainly are concerned with the kids.
Aren't. No, they aren't.
Because if you were, you would have done something different.
Okay.
Babel, everybody. Learning a second language in high school. Maybe it wasn't so fun, but I took a lot of French, but I'm back, everybody. I started with Babbel, language learning app that sold over 100 million subscriptions. It is fun. It is easy. It just feels good to learn languages. Whether you're traveling abroad, connecting with family, or just have some free time, Babbel teaches these bite-sized 15-minute lessons that you'll use. My wife got into it. I used to make fun of her French. Now the accent is so much better. They have this sort of feedback thing that checks your accent. Amazing. Created by over 100 language experts, not artificial intelligence. You can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, and there's a 20-day money-back guarantee. Right, Gary?
That is absolutely right. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/ADS. That's babbel.com/ADS for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
All right, Gary, look in Urban Dictionary. I haven't been there. I used to have a lot of contributions to the Urban Dictionary. I haven't thought about it in years. I don't, it's because I brought up what someone, you know, said, what's the Hispanic Uncle Tom? You know, the Hispanic that's voted for Trump. Yeah. And it's Uncle Tom Bien is what I, oh, he's laughing. People like that one.
Yeah.
So I said, I've said that for a few years now. I wonder if Urban Dictionary's picked it up.
Yeah.
Pick up shit I say sometimes. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. So we'll look at that. We'll take a quick break. We got your phone calls right after this. All right. Let's see. We have line two has been on hold for a while. That is Andrea. Andrea?
Yes.
Hi, girl.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh, my goodness, you guys. This is such a thrill. So as a mom of three teenagers, I just really wanted to thank you guys for your skepticism, your healthy skepticism of COVID restrictions and school closures and everything dumb Gavin Newsom does in the last couple of years. You've been such a light in my life, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrea.
And also, Adam, you retweeted me a couple times, which was a super thrill. I think I was like, you know, a god to my children that day, so thank you very much.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's Annie Day Now.
Okay, Annie Day Now.
Funny.
Uncle Tom Bien.
Yeah. Well, you know, any day now, Gavin Newsom will let up on his emergency order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
An idiot. So, look, anyway, it's our fault for listening.
Couple things.
That's all I got to say. That's all I have to say. Newsom's an idiot. Don't we know that by now?
Oh, 100, right. 100%. My kids call him Gavin Gruesome at this point, you know?
Yes.
They're teenagers and they're over it. But anyway, we're a military family. And so we moved here right in 2020. And so, you know, at the height of all this stuff. And we're, you know, it's been really, really a tough thing. But it's been interesting to see how things have kind of played out in the last couple of years. So I actually have a lung disease. I have cystic fibrosis. And it's a progressive lung disease. It's meant to get worse the older you get. And, like, anytime I get a cold or a sore throat, it can exacerbate my lungs and throw me into the hospital for weeks at a time. So I'm, like, super germ conscious. And early on with COVID, I wasn't sure how it would affect me. So, you know, with this being my life experience, I'm acutely aware that, like, risks are just part of living on this planet Earth and just YOLO, you know, like, live every day, like, it matters. And it made me wonder that, like, maybe perhaps, like, all these normal people who are freaking out over this germ, like, hadn't considered, like, the risks of them living on this planet Earth. But I was wondering, Drew, in particular, have you ever seen the study by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation back in 2020? It was, like, fall of 2020, where they did a worldwide study, and it said that CF patients were, in fact, doing fine with COVID and were not any worse off than anyone else. Most recovered at home. Very few were hospitalized. And zero kids died of COVID in fall and in winter of 2020.
You know what I'm going to bet, Andrew? I'm familiar with that, and that was the reason they didn't put cystic fibrosis per se on the risk of on the list of risk factors. Mm-hmm. But that is because the process of the complications associated with COVID were in the lung parenchyma, and cystic fibrosis is sort of an airway problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bet you're actually going to have more trouble with Omicron than with the Alpha and the Delta in terms of it being a risk factor. It's probably not going to be terrible, but it's going to be like other sources of bronchitis for you. It's going to be a mess. And so you're going to really want to stay on top of that if you get any airway processes, because it could be – Omicron's a pretty nasty airway disease. And I worry more about that than the other parenchymal problems or lung tissue, you know, alveolar disease we were seeing from the primary illnesses.
You a real doctor? Just a love doctor. Thanks, Andrea. Gary, any Urban Dictionary news?
I'm actually chuckling at a similar one. Uncle Tambien, not in there yet. But one of your previous entries is tortilla winner, the member of a Hispanic family whose wages supply its livelihood.
Oh. Yeah, why not? They're not – they don't eat a lot of sourdough, those people.
Do they
do they put Drew's that, discomfort is the best part of
do
this.
Do they put those in, like, without comment? They just stick them in there?
So it's – it's a little different in each instance. What I'm reading right now is some hero in 2016 compiled all of your entries up to that date.
Yeah.
So I'm reading it from them copying and pasting it.
How many entries do I have?
There's about 10 or 11 here on this one. But like I said, this stops in 2016. So anything that's been added since then would be added to that total.
So in the
When you go to their website, you can't just punch in my name and get everything attributed to me.
Not exactly, because there are also people who have put Adam Carolla in the Urban Dictionary, and then they have, you know, a definition of you, whether it's something positive or negative. It's just a little – their tagging system is not perfect. It would be great if there was an easy way, but I'm sort of doing it piecemeal.
So for the Hasidic community, be the matzah earner?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Except but the Hasidic community eats a lot of bread.
Mm.
But it's still – yeah.
So, we'd have to – there are other ethnicities we could apply this logic to.
yeah. I'm not enamored meaning with
the PETA winner. No.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. That would work. Mm. It would work. All right. Let's see. Well, Gary can continue on his quest. Well, what are some of my other ones, Gary? Oh. I'd like to hear that.
I want to hear them.
Bahaiman.
Yeah. No, we know Bahaiman.
Black Simile.
Black Simile.
Mm. Emotional chiropractor.
Who's that?
A professional who specializes in a system of therapy that involves treating the patient suffering from a personality disorder with a dose of commonsensical advice aimed at adjusting said character flaw. This is usually done by questioning their motivations and career/financial goals while refraining from practicing negative reinforcement or punishment. Most patients resist and therefore continue down their current destructive path.
Huh. It's a personality disorder.
Submitted that one.
Yeah, right? They all.
That's a heady one.
Yeah. Gluten free.
What?
Falutin-free.
Oh, falutin-free.
I think we know that one.
That's high falutin-free.
Gerbil-like, a condition where a man reaches the pinnacle of sexual conquest that leaves his penis so insatiable that his only option is a lateral move involving inserting gerbils into his rectum for a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gerbil life? What was
really,
it?
I don't really get this one. Irish football, a premature baby?
Mm. I think somebody said Irish football or something, and now they have what do they call them? They call them Irish twins.
Yeah.
So maybe it was kind of based on
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. What else we got?
Tortilla winner, which we already went over. Unrigger, a politician usually of color who overcame what they claim is an unfair system mostly through hard work and now seeking election or re-election panders to the underprivileged masses by promising to overthrow said unfair system, which paradoxically allowed him to rise to power.
Mm-hmm. Who knew that would be the
yeah.
And then this one at the end says Brian Bishop, so I don't know if that's he submitted it or he said it, but it says Horso, a lady of the night who lacks any penetrable orifices and thus fails to provide any contribution to society. She is essentially just a torso who has outlived her use. Under rare circumstances, does
it doesn't
she go
sound like
on
Brian.
To become a motivational speaker or crusader for women's rights?
Oh, it's weird that those are long and sort of interesting, but it doesn't reflect many of the shorter Bahaiman ones or whatever.
To me, Bahaiman and Halfmo. Halfmo was a...
There's tons of other ones. I'm not sure why they picked those ones. That whatever that website is feels a little wrong to me. I think you got to go to
and Halfmo by on the way to homo? Was it bisexual?
It was... You know, there was homo, which is gay, and then bi should be halfmo.
Halfmo.
And that was that.
Oh, and then there was bye-bye.
There was being bi, saying bye to heterosexuality, and hello, homo.
Yeah.
That was the joke. It was also, I would say, bi is gay with a publicist.
Right. You notice how you're not allowed to say homosexual anymore? You have to say just gay?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, I don't know if you're not allowed, but you don't say.
You don't. Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, let me tell you about LifeLock. Global events could impact the U.S. through cyber attacks, affecting businesses, institutions, utilities. Practice cyber hygiene, update software, strong passwords, use a VPN. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day. We put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing. There is LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. So protect yourself with LifeLock, right, Gary?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right, Scott's 36 from Wisconsin. Scott?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, Guy.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I just had a few questions about, I heard you guys were talking about vaccines, specifically kind of like the children's vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, recently in March of this year, Covaxin's EUA application was denied by the U.S. FDA. And I was wondering if you guys had any insight on that.
I've asked the Novavax, it looks like it's going through. I heard they were going to go back around again on Covaxin, but I never found out what their reasoning was. Usually it's just they don't have the right data, who knows what they're demanding. But I talked to somebody at UC San Francisco where I tried to get that information. I couldn't.
Yeah, correct. Fauci keeps saying trust the science, and, it seems like, the U.S. FDA doesn't seem to be trusting the science on, Novavax as well, you just mentioned. You know, it seems like they're, 85% efficient. Why aren't they approved?
I can't understand it. It's Novavax, and why the delay with Novavax? And I will tell you what's clear to me is that they rushed through the other ones. Mm-hmm. Which was probably appropriate. And they're like, well, we're not going to rush these through, so we're going to get all the data right first.
They say the fourth vax now is...
Second booster.
The second booster is good for between 4 and 6 weeks now.
It's probably going to be about 3 months in reality, yeah.
We'll see.
3-4 months. So I've told all my 75-plus-year-olds, get it. Because all the ones that tolerated the first three, no problem.
Yeah.
And again, if there are long-term effects of this vaccine, you don't have to worry about that when you're 80 so much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but there does not appear to be any. And I'm trying to get them delayed to like summer.
Yeah.
When this thing starts to break out again locally mm-hmm. here. So,
Gary's got more satisfying Urban Dictionary.
So some hero or website or service that is not exactly Urban Dictionary, but they pull from Urban Dictionary's API. So all of these terms that you see up here on your screen, I can click on, and there'll be a short description of what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We got Splooser. We got Sporting Leather. We got Blacksimile. We got...
Lord Fauntleroy's up there. Oh, my God.
Jizz
Grenade?
I don't know. We got...
Finger blasting? What the hell?
Is Uncle Tom Bien on there? And
oh, Waffle Crapper's up there.
Yeah. You know what a fondue is, Drew? No. Click on fondue, upper top right.
A literary portmanteau that combines the words fondue and jacuzzi to refer to a cheese-filled hot tub coined by Allison Rosen.
No, I don't know. Mm. I think I don't. I think I coined that one.
Yeah, I would think.
But you never know.
Splooser.
Let's see.
It's odd.
Splooser, combination, spaz, and loser. Someone who stalks celebrities. Yeah, it's part spaz, all
Hobo
loser.
Hobo Power's up there.
Oh, okay. Falutin Freeze up there. It hits Spunk Shui. Let me see. Oh. Spunk Shui. It's lower. It's middle left.
Oh, my goodness. No definition. Wait. There we go.
Mm-hmm. The philosophy, setting up a room here in the house for masturbation while the intent of not getting inadvertently caught by friends or loved ones.
Bad Spunk Shui.
You get busted.
It's bad Spunk Shui.
You got to turn. You can't have the TV screen
facing
the door. You have to turn it. Yeah. Yes. You have to turn it around.
Yeah. So if somebody walks in the door, they don't get a load of it.
See what's on the screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spunk Schwarr.
All right. All right. Let's take one more call here.
Oh, my
Talk
God.
To Roger, 57, from Utah. Ugh. Roger?
Yeah, Adam, how you doing?
Good. You know, Utah was number one in a study recently that took the combined score of COVID death, economy, school closure effect, and gave us sort of an overall ranking.
So it was most school closure and most deaths, both.
It was a combination of – it was an interesting study. It was like, how many deaths did you have? How long was your school closed? And what did you do to the economy? Now, of course, California was, you know, 47th.
Almost the worst.
Yeah, almost the worst. And then, of course, New Jersey was the worst because they have the worst governor. Yeah. You know, and that's how it worked. They closed down the most. They shut down the most. They hurt the economy the most. And then they had the most
deaths.
COVID deaths.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Utah was number one.
Hmm.
Interesting. All right. Sorry, Roger.
Go
ahead.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, no problem. So I just had a question or a comment to make. So I'm not vaccinated, but I get blood on a routine basis. And they, American Red Cross, did the antibody test back in 2020. Anyways, in October of 2020, I tested positive for the antibodies. And again, in December and February. And then as the year went on, you know, the mandates got closer. So I thought, well, I need to do something about it. So I listened to you guys, decided to go get the T-cell tested by LabCorp.
Yeah.
And that was in September. And it came back positive. So I also had my son tested as well. He was positive as well. Not vaccinated. He's going to college. And I just wanted to have a little, you know, ammo in the reserve to maybe argue against it. At any event, American Red Cross started testing antibodies again, and this past week I donated again, and it came back positive for antibodies. And so high that they could use it for convalescent plasma. And so I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
You're looking good. I mean, these are not great tests you've done. Just the routinely available commercial antibody screens are not telling you very much. And by the same token, those fancy T-cell are not – the T-cell tests are not yet really standardized. But taken together, I mean, I think you can feel pretty confident that you have good immunity. You really need to check neutralizing antibodies, which is a very specialized test. You'd also like to have nuclear capsid and other spike protein antibodies. And you'd like to have them more specifically quantitated against sort of standards. And I use a thing called Additic Score. That's what I do, that I'm following my own. And mine – you know, 30% of people have persistent antibodies after having been infected. I mean, you can persist for a long time. We don't even know how long. And even when the antibodies go down, you will have T-cell memory function. And so you should be pretty good. You'd be better with the vaccine. That most data shows that the hybrid immunity is the best. But if you came in my office and said, hey, I feel comfortable with this as my immune function, I'd say fine. The problem is for you to move about, you have to have a vaccine passport.
Get one down at MacArthur Park. Come out here. Go ahead,
Jordan. All right. Jordan Harbinger, buddy. That's right. Jordan Harbinger Show. Fascinating podcast. Interesting people. You should check it out. We're telling you we love Jordan. He's been on this show many times. He's a friend of ours. He's a smart guy. Does he have a law degree? Isn't that a lawyer amongst other things? He's toured the world.
Put anything past.
Yeah, I know. He speaks multiple languages. Do you know Gary? Somewhere I think he has a law degree also. Great interviewer. Interesting guest. For instance, author Dan Pink discussing the power of regret, how looking back moves you forward. Or Jordan's interview with Ludacris. Check it out. Or hear how a former child soldier in Sierra Leone grew up to become a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. You'll find something useful, something for your own life, routine changes to boost productivity, slight mindset tweaks that will change how you see the world. We enjoy Jordan. We enjoy a show. We believe you will too. Search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That is H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. It is The Jordan Harbinger Show.
All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows coming up. Stand up there. Also, DailyWire.com/Adam. You can subscribe and check out me and Bill Shatner up on stage for an hour. What do you got, Drew?
Go to DrDrew.com and also DrDrew.tv for our streaming shows.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.